Daily Shorts.
Good morning, Jim Distortion here with the Daily Short. I was thinking about a concept that I heard on a Joe Rogan podcast. If you haven't watched Joe Rogan, he does a podcast where people he knows and people he doesn't come on and they just have a conversation for as long as it takes. You know, some are an hour, some are 3 hours. And he talks to them about all things. And the guy from Kiss, the lead singer of Kiss, Paul Stanley, said that circumstances don't change morality. And I suddenly thought, okay, here's a scenario, right? You're a musician and you've got an album and it's selling, but you're not doing so well. But a poor kid who has no money, who couldn't buy your album anyway, finds a way to get it for free on the internet. Is that okay because he has no money and it's the only way he could get it? Or is that still illegal theft of, you know, copyright and all of that? And of course, in reality, it's theft because you're not paying for it. You're getting it on the internet, which, you know, nowadays, since the Napster days, has become, you know, what happens. People just seem to think that it's okay to steal, take it all. But also, look at it this way. If that poor kid went into a supermarket to steal a tin of beans, yeah, 36 pence tin of beans, their even own brand tin of beans, he stole it because his family is starving, right? And then he was stopped. The reality of that is that, yeah, it's theft and it's illegal and that the circumstances don't change morality. So the morality of it is that it's wrong, it's stealing. The circumstances suggest that poverty necessitated him to steal these beans to feed his family. When can you make allowances for poverty, for, you know, hatred, greed, the man pushing back at you, all of these things? It's a bit blaxploitation, isn't it? Keep calling the man. I keep saying that. But also, you know, government realities, you know, when you're being taxed out of all proportion by a government who does nothing for you in your eyes, you know, do you then take it into your own hands to just keep the tax money and they can sod off? No, of course you don't, because then you get a court bailiff on your door and you get arrested. Is there ever a time where you can change your thinking enough to change the morality? Or is there ever a time where you can say, I don't care, you know, help this person out? You know, the way round getting the bean story, you know, the little kid goes in, he steals the beans because he's hungry. Yeah, you go and check out his story. It's all fine. Do you know what I would do? And I'm no saint. I'd pay for the kid's beans. I'd make sure that, you know, maybe you're buying 4 or 5 tins of beans because the £2 in my pocket is better spent on him than not. So, you know, where it was a funny juxtaposition that a rich rock star was saying that, you know, this is my stuff, it's irrelevant whether the guy's rich or not. And he's not the enemy for pointing out that circumstances don't change morality. But people then sent hate messages saying, well, yeah, but you say that, you're sitting in your castle and you're doing all that. The reality of it is it's wrong to steal. What happens if a poor kid came and stole a tin of beans out of your cupboard, yeah, in your house? What would you do then? You'd want them to have the book thrown at them, wouldn't you, for breaking in your house? I probably would. Once you find out the circumstances, though, that might change. And once you find out that's real, because also there's a lot of lies that goes on about poverty and about hunger as well. You know, a lot of the beggars in London, a lot of them have, you know, have lives above and beyond, but they've worked out that that's a way to earn money where they don't necessarily have to have a boss ever done. I mean, obviously that's lying and wrong, but as long as they're not living in a 5-bedroom mansion, do you know what I mean? It kind of, you make a choice when you give to the poor or the needy or the hungry or whatever. And that starts up a whole new thing. You know, is it about giving and you're doing it for yourself to make yourself feel better? Or are you giving because that person is hungry and selflessly you can give? I don't know. I think the times I've given to beggars, I felt sorry for them. I know what it's like to not have a home. I was homeless for a very short time in between, in the golden days of, you know, rock and roll, if you like. And I know what it's like not to know where you're going home to. And that's a feeling I can never have again. All of these shows are done on my own perspective on life, my own opinions. And if I went into a shop and stole a tin of baked beans because I had no money, my first question would be, how do I open these? I'm going to have to steal a tin opener too, because I don't have a home to take these beans to and eat them in, right? And the second question would be, why am I only stealing beans? Why aren't I moving up a scale? Because, you know, at the end of the day, if the kid's stealing beans and they're the cheapest thing, thinking that he won't get into trouble, he's wrong. So you might as well go and steal some steaks and find a place to cook them. The bigger question is, when you do have beggars and you do have homeless people and you do have poverty, genuine poverty, even to the point where people are working full time, have kids, and they're still having to go to food banks. In this day and age, with this amount of money in this country that people are wasting on munitions, on AI, on all kinds of paying back Europe for the war, which incidentally, you know, I hate to bring it up, but Germany started. I know it's not that easy, but, you know, nowadays there's a juxtaposition with that, because Germany's in, you know, in a seat of power in the EU. Not that they're the same, not that Hitler's still there. You know, that's a very puerile way of looking at it. But look at my point. From a little kid stealing a tin of beans, I've managed to get all the way meanderingly up to governments not looking after their own people. My point being is, circumstances don't change morality. But what that does mean is that maybe the powers that be should recognise the poverty's there in the first place and make sure that people have their own beans so they don't need to steal them. It's Jim Distortion doing a daily short. Find me on Instagram, Distortion's Got Issues. Also, I'm shortly going to be going on to YouTube and doing videos of these. So if you like these daily shorts, I'll promote the link when I post this, and we can get going in video form as well. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow.